The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitwani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Rasulullah. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers, welcome to another silsila of Path to Success. And today the topic which we have for you is following the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So stay with us, inshallah, you will learn so many blessed sunnahs of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. Maybe at times we didn't even know that this action might be a sunnah. Inshallah, we'll be learning regarding them sunnahs. And sometimes a person thinks that this action is a sunnah and it's actually a sunnah. And inshallah, we'll mention the blessings of acting upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have great Muballigins with us, alhamdulillah. We have Shahid Bhai with us, alhamdulillah, Zujal. Also, we have Iftihar Bhai with us. And alhamdulillah, we had Hamid Raza as a Inat Khan also with us, inshallah, Zujal. And we have our beloved Hafiz Bhai with us, inshallah, Zujal. We'll be speaking in Patwari. Before we go on to our topic, I want to mention a fazila, a blessing of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. It's a very famous narration, a very famous account about the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam talking about the people who will be under the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when there will be no other shade other than the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned three people will be under the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. One will be the one who removes a difficulty from my ummati. The second, the one who will revive my sunnah. And the third, the one who recites darood upon me in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala sallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers, removing a difficulty from the ummati of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alhamdulillah, the person will be able to gain the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when there will be no shade other than the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's also narrations of other people who will be under the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. And amongst them, the one who follows the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one who recites salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. So try to have these types of habits in your lives. And inshallah, on the day of judgment, when it will be such a difficult time, such a time of hardship, when people will be drowning in their own sweat according to the actions, some people will be drowning towards the ankle, some to the knees, some to the chest, some to the shoulder. Some people will be drowning in their own sweat. Why? Because of the extreme heat of the day of judgment. And who will be saved from this difficulty? Those will be under the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And amongst them, those who will revive the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam. So inshallah, this is our topic today as well, following the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before we go on to our topic, let's listen to recitation of the Holy Quran and also not in the praise of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأوفوا بعهدي أوف بعهدكم وإياي فارهبون وآمنوا بما أنزلت مصدقا لما معكم ولا تكونوا أول كافر به ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا وإياي فاتقون صدق الله العظيم. صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله آپ پر
شکر بخشش ساتھی پیالی ہاتھ میں لب پہ شکر بخشش ساتھی پیالی ہاتھ میں آپ پر پڑھ
جا
Islam brothers and viewers, today our topic is following the sunnah. One thing I would like to say here, alhamdulillah azawajal, the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami which you are seeing, alhamdulillah, those who are seeing it on Madani channel, alhamdulillah, those who attend the ijtimaz of Dawat Islami, you will see the followers of Dawat Islami are those who follow the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our Shaykh Tariqat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Alaliya, who has taught us each and every sunnah of the beloved Prophet, who has taught us basically this action is also a sunnah of the Prophet. Many of us might be doing many of these actions in our lives, but not realizing that this thing, this action is a sunnah of the Prophet. And inshallah, those in related to those actions, we will learn today, inshallah, we will learn about the blessings of the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And our muballighs are here, inshallah. Just before I go on to that, just briefly touching and explaining what the beloved sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so you can categorize it in three different ways. The action which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did himself, the action which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded the Sahaba to do, and those actions which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw in front of him and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained quiet, basically bearing witness of them actions, those are also considered as the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So inshallah, well, today following the sunnah, inshallah, well, we will start off with Iftihar Bhai, inshallah, azawajal. See what Iftihar Bhai has got for us, inshallah, azawajal, regarding about following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ji Iftihar Bhai, inshallah.
No doubt, if you want success in this world and the life to come, we have to adopt and follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the first step to do that is to learn the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you're not going to learn the way and the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then really our life won't be complete. For example, in our wuzu, people, they learn the four farz, but to beautify wuzu, to make it pure, to make it complete and beautify it overall, you have to include the sunnahs.
Subhanallah.
In our wuzu, that's an example. So we state in the Quran that from Surah Ali Imran, that proclaim, O mankind, if you love Allah, follow me. Allah will love you and forgive you, forgive your sins, and Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. So if we truly want to love Allah, then we have to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in Hadith Sharif that I leave two things behind for you. If you hold on to these two things firmly, you won't go astray. Number one is the Quran, and the second is the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these two things, if you hold on to firmly, then inshallah azawajal, we won't go astray. We hold on firmly to everything else. We don't let go of our money, our assets, everything else. But today, the Sunnah, unfortunately, we should never ever think number one, it's only sunnah. Never ever think that. And never ever leave an act thinking that this is a sunnah act and that it's not farz, it's not wajib upon me to do. Remember, the sunnah has protected us in many ways. Alhamdulillah, you mentioned earlier that the sunnah in this mahal, yes, we are taught and emphasized to act upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated there'll be a time in my ummah, but acting upon the sunnah will be like holding a flame. There will be such a time that will come upon this nation when acting upon the sunnah will become difficult. And we see in front of our eyes, we witness that somebody that does act upon the sunnah, the taunts, the comments, the mockery that he faces. And we see that quite often. But alhamdulillah azawajal, due to the fares and the blessings of Amir al-Sunnah, you see in front of your own eyes that brothers, they wear Imam al-Sharif all day. They use Miswak Sharif, they're keeping a full beard, they're wearing their clothing according to sunnah. These things, before, if you're out of the environment of Dawat Islami, if you're not involved with good company and good people, then what happens is that if you're just one person doing it, sooner or later you give up.
Yes.
Sooner or later you think that, look, I'm doing, everybody's making a mockery and I'll leave it. But because there's so many of us trying to encourage and emphasize others, we don't feel like those people that are are going to get weak. We feel like we want to get stronger and learn more.
Then it's, Fihar bhai, just like say, Umile Sunnat has played the big role and the credit would go to him, that he's made it basically so easy for each and individual to act upon the Sunnah of the Believer, especially through Madani channel as well, because it's in everyone's homes now. You know, I remember when we became in Mohol in the old days, you probably find that there were probably one or two or three or few number of people who would be, you find on the streets, were wearing an imamah of the Sunnah or maybe having a beard. Now, alhamdulillah, the environment of Dawat Islami, Amilia Sunnah, has made it so common, and you know, people would like to copy this way as well. It's becoming like that as well, alhamdulillah.
What's become before, we wouldn't go outside without, obviously, without getting dressed, but now people, the brothers, they get, especially that when you're imam, if you walk outside the house, you think there's something missing.
You
think that something's not complete. And it's stated, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, during that time when the sunnah, people won't be acted upon the sunnah, those times where there's fasad in my ummah, those that act upon the sunnah, that revive the sunnah, that revive one sunnah, their reward is what? The reward of 100 martyrs. And if we think, and we think to ourselves, how many Sunan Amir al-Sunnat has revived. Miswak Sharif, who used to use it? Toothbrush and everything else, we used to have Miswak Sharif in everybody's house. We had pockets with Miswak Sharif. Children carrying Miswak Sharif around. Dad, bring me Miswak Sharif. We are fortunate that we have this encouragement, jazba, to learn the Sunnah of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we shouldn't, I'll finish on this point for this round, we shouldn't feel ashamed. We shouldn't feel shy. Okay, there's many things that people do, they don't feel ashamed doing wrong. And yet we are acting upon the Sunnah and brothers feel shyness or feel shame. This should not be a part of our life or our ghetto, feeling shy acting upon the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
MashaAllah. Dear viewers, alhamdulillah, you've heard Iftihar bhai talking about the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that one who holds tight to the Sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the virtues of this. There are so many virtues of holding on to the Sunnah. Also, he mentioned that regarding that we should not be shy in acting upon the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is a reality. Today, people are not shy in dressing up or having half of their clothes ripped or being in such a state, or they've got such funky hairstyles or different color hair and all sorts. People are in every sort of state. No one's feeling shy to go out in that state. Why should we feel shy when we're following the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Here we should have fakhr, we should be proud that we are following the example of the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are following his footsteps, and we should be feeling proud, inshallah, of this action. Inshallah, azawajal, we will listen to Madani Pools from our Shahid Bhai as well. Keep in mind this, the Sunnahs of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, holding tight to this is the way of success. And this silsila is path to success. And if you want to gain that way of success, is by following the beloved Sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, we'll see what Shahid Bhai has got to say, inshallah, regarding the Sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Ji, Shahid Bhai. MashaAllah, Abdul Hanna Bhai, a beautiful topic. As Iftihar Bhai already mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I'm leaving two things behind, the Quran and my Sunnah, my teaching. In order for us to understand the Quran and the Sunnah itself, Allah might say in the Quran itself that obey the Prophet of Allah. And this is quite significant and important, because to understand the Quran, we need to follow the teachings of the Prophet. Because if we don't follow the teachings of the Prophet, we're not going to be able to understand the Quran in detail. We may be able to read it, but understanding it and acting upon it is completely different. Many of us nowadays, we choose a role model. Many people will look at somebody who's in a particular profession, somebody who may be of a particular status, somebody may be so-called pop star singer, whatever they want to call them. But if we look at, you know, we follow these people as role models, but who is the best of role model? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we want success in life, in this life and the hereafter, and have peace here and hereafter, then the best of role model is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, you know, we feel ashamed of having a beard. Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, having a beard and having a fistful as well. Many people, you know, shave their beard in the morning. They think they look more better without the beard. They look, you know, cool, clean shaven. What are we doing? So, you know, it's important that we copy and imitate everything what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. And this is the ideal way for success, inshallah, in this world and the hereafter. Inshallah, throughout the program, we'll discuss further on other points.
Gee, Shahid bhai mentioned regarding one thing, and I think I want to elaborate on this as well. And he said that we feel ashamed to act upon the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We feel ashamed to act upon the sunnah of the beloved Prophet, or having a beard, he mentioned. But what I've seen in our time today, if a star or a famous personality, he has a specific way of a beard, or if he has a beard or design of that beard, people tend to follow that. People tend to copy that way. Why is it that we are following the ways of someone like this? And when it comes to the best of examples, the best of mankind, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will feel ashamed then. Why can't we follow the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that time? This is something which we should be reflecting over and we should be thinking. We also got our beloved Hafiz bhai, inshallah, who's going to say words in Patwari. Hafiz bhai, manu thoda bahut samajh aa rahi hai tusi kithu shuru ho so? Oh, eh, lag raha hai ki tusi niyat hi shuru ho so ke niyat ne sunnat ni niyat kya honi chahiye? Matlab feel ho rahe hai aisa. Baral jitu bhi inshallah tusi shuru hone, inshallah, for the viewers of Madni channel, inshallah, they are waiting for you to shed some light on following the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. ਪਹਿਲੋਂ ਤਾਂ ਅਸਾਂ ਇਸ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਨੇ ਬਾਰੇ 'ਚ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਨੀ ਨੇ, ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਮਾਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਅੱਛੀ ਸੋਚ ਇਸੋਂ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਪੇਸ਼ ਕੀਤੀ ਕਿ ਬਈ ਸੁਨਤ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਇੱਕ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਨਾ ਨੀਅਤ ਨੇ ਵਾਲੇ ਨਾਲ ਕਿਆ ਹੋਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ। ਲੇਕਿਨ ਥੋੜ੍ਹਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਈਜ਼ੀ ਕਰੀਆ ਗੱਲ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਗੱਲ ਕਰ,
ਬਿਲਕੁਲ
ਖਾਣੇ ਪੀਣਾ, ਉੱਠਣਾ ਬੈਠਣਾ, ਸਹਿਣਾ, ਇਹ ਇੱਕ ਕਲਚਰ ਆ ਹਰ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਨਾ ਆਉਣਾ, ਠੀਕ ਹੈ। ਅਤੇ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਜਿਸ ਕਲਚਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਏ, ਜਿਸ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਆਏ, ਉਹ ਅਰਬ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਸੀ, ਉਸੇ ਨੇ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ ਆਪ ਬੜੇ ਹੋਏ ਉੱਥੇ, ਉੱਥੇ ਨੇ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ ਖਾਣਾ ਪੀਤਾ, ਸਾਰਾ ਉੱਠਣਾ ਬੈਠਣਾ। ਹੁਣ ਗੱਲ ਇਹ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਸਾਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਯੂਰਪ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੈਠੇ ਹੋਏ ਹਾਂ ਜਾਂ ਪਾਕਿਸਤਾਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੈਠੇ ਹਾਂ, ਅਨੇ ਯਾਰ ਉਹ ਤਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਹਿਸਾਬਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਉੱਠਣਾ ਬੈਠਣਾ ਖਾਣਾ ਪੀਣਾ ਸਾਨਾ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅਸਾਂ ਕੀ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੋ, ਅਸਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਮਤਲਬ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਮਗਰਬੀ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਨੇ ਸਟਾਈਲ ਹੈ, ਕੁਰਸੀਆਂ ਪਰ ਉੱਠਣਾ ਬੈਠਣਾ, ਸਾਰਾ ਕੁਝ ਖਾਣਾ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੋ ਜ਼ਮੀਨ ਪਰ ਬਈ ਖਾਓ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੋ ਜੀ ਮਿੱਟੀ ਨੇ ਬਰਤਨ ਇਸਤੇਮਾਲ ਕਰੋ, ਅਤੇ ਇਹ ਕੁਝ ਚੀਜ਼ ਜੁੜਨੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਇਸ ਨਾਲ ਕੁਝ ਕਹਿ, ਮਤਲਬ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅਸਾਂ ਕੀ ਕਰਵਾਉਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਅਸਾਂ ਕੋਲੋਂ। ਦੇਖੋ ਗੱਲ ਇਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਸ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੀ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਵੀ ਗੱਲ ਕੀਤੀ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਗੱਲ ਕੀਤੀ, ਜਿਸਲੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਕੋਈ ਆਈਡੀਅਲ ਹੋਈ ਜਾਣਾ ਨਾ, ਫੇਵਰੇਟ ਸ਼ਖਸੀਅਤ ਹੋਈ ਜਾਣੀ, ਠੀਕ ਹੈ, ਅਤੇ ਉਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਭਾਵੇਂ ਉਹ ਅਮਰੀਕਾ 'ਚ ਹੋਵੇ ਅਤੇ ਭਾਵੇਂ ਇੰਗਲੈਂਡ 'ਚ, ਤਾਂ ਬੰਦਾ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਚੱਕ ਸਵਾਰੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਫੇਵਰੇਟ ਹੋਏਗੀ ਜੀ, ਤਾਂ ਉਹ ਅਜਿਹਾ ਹੀ ਕਰਨਾ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਨਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਇੰਗਲੈਂਡ ਵਾਲਾ ਕਰਨਾ ਪਿਆ, ਕੋਈ ਸਿੰਗਰ ਆ, ਕੋਈ ਐਕਟਰ ਆ, ਕੋਈ ਜਾ, ਉਸ 'ਚ ਕੋਈ ਫਿਕਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਰਹਿਣੀ, ਲਿਬਾਸ ਵੀ ਉਹ ਜਿਹਾ ਲਾਣੇ ਨੇ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਨਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਇੱਥੇ ਵਾਲਾ ਲਾਣਾ ਪਿਆ, ਅਲੱਗ ਉਸਨੇ ਕਲਚਰ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਹੁਣ ਫਿਕਰ ਕੋ ਨਹੀਂ, ਮਾੜਾ ਕਲਚਰ ਤਾਂ ਇਹ ਹੋਰ ਆ, ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਲਿਬਾਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਇਸ ਕਲਚਰ ਨਾਲ, ਬਾਲਣ ਸਟਾਈਲ ਵੀ ਉਹ ਜਿਹਾ ਕਰਨੇ ਨੇ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਸੀ, ਉੱਠ ਸੀ ਬੈਠ ਸੀ ਤਾਂ ਉਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੀ ਸਟਾਈਲ ਕਰਨੇ ਨੇ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਸੀ, ਹੱਥਾਂ ਨੇ ਇਸ਼ਾਰੇ ਵੀ ਉਹ ਜਿਹਾ ਕਰਨੇ ਨੇ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਸੀ, ਉਹ ਹੈ ਜੀ ਬਾਅਦ ਦਫ਼ਾ ਤਾਂ ਇਹੀ ਹੈ ਜੇ ਉਹਨੇ ਕਾਪੀ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਨਹੀਂ ਵੀ ਕਾਪੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਵੀ ਹੋਣੀ ਨੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਫੇਵਰਟ ਹੋਣੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਜੀ, ਅਤੇ ਹੁਣ ਉਸ ਇੱਥੇ ਕਲਚਰ ਕੋਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਇਸ਼ਨਾ, ਇੱਥੇ ਕੋਈ ਮਾਹੌਲ ਮੁਆਸ਼ਰਾ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਕੋਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਇਸ਼ਨਾ, ਬਈ ਉਹ ਤੂੰ ਇੰਗਲੈਂਡ ਨਾ ਬੰਦਾ, ਤੂੰ ਪਾਕਿਸਤਾਨੀ ਬੰਦਾ, ਤੂੰ ਕਿਸੇ ਕੰਮਾਂ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਲਗਾ ਹੋਇਆ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਨਹੀਂ, ਬਲਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਸ 'ਚ ਇਹ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖ ਸੋ ਕਿ ਪੂਰੇ ਪੂਰੇ ਫੈਨ ਕਲੱਬ ਬਣੇ ਹੋਏ ਉਹ ਸਨ ਜੀ, ਪੂਰੇ ਪੂਰੇ ਫਿਰ ਉਹ ਔਰਗਨਾਈਜੇਸ਼ਨ ਬਣੀਆਂ ਹੋਈਆਂ ਉਹ ਸਨ ਉਸ ਬੰਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ, ਠੀਕ ਆ। ਹੁਣ ਅਗਰ ਇਹ ਦੁਨਿਆਵੀ ਮਾਮਲਾ ਕੋਈ ਸਿਆਸੀ ਲੀਡਰ ਆ, ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੀ ਤੱਕੀ ਕਿਨੋ ਕਿ ਹੋਰ ਹਰ ਮਾਮਲੇ 'ਚੋਂ ਦੇਖੀ ਕਿਨੋ, ਉਹ ਅਜੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਨੇ, ਉਹ ਅਜੇ ਬੋਲਣੇ ਨੇ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਨੇ, ਉਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਨੇ, ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੇ ਹਾਲੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਆਮ ਲੋਕ ਹੋਣੇ, ਠੀਕ ਹੈ, ਕਿ ਉਹ ਅਜੇ ਭਾਵੇਂ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਨੇ ਦੋਵੇਂ ਸਿਰੇ ਪਰ ਹੋਣ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹ ਅਜਾ ਉਹਨੇ ਨੇ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਨੇ, ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਇਹ ਗੱਲ ਹੈ ਨਾ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਫੇਵਰੇਟ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਨਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ, ਅਤੇ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਔਰ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾਤਰ ਕੋ ਮੈਂ ਅਕਸਰ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਦੀਨੀ ਲੋਕ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ, ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਫੇਵਰੇਟ ਕਿਹੜੀ ਸ਼ਖਸੀਅਤ ਸੀ? ਉਮਰ ਰਜ਼ੀ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਕਿਹਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ, ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਜਾਨੀ ਕਰੂ ਬਦੀ ਤਾਂ ਜਦ ਤੂੰ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਨਾ ਮਹਿਬੂਬ ਹੋ ਸਾਂ, ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਮਾਨ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੁਕੰਮਲ ਜੀ, ਅਤੇ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਦੀਨੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਲੋਕ, ਸਮਝ ਵਾਲੇ ਲੋਕ, ਇਹ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਫੇਵਰੇਟ ਹੈ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ, ਠੀਕ ਹੈ, ਇਨ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਹੁਣ ਉਹ ਜਿਹਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਨੀ, ਉਹ ਬੰਦਾ ਇੰਗਲੈਂਡ ਵਾਲੇ ਬੰਦੇ ਜੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਨਾ ਸਾ ਪਿਆ, ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੱਕਣੇ ਕਿ ਯਾਰ ਮਿੱਟੀ ਨੇ ਬਰਤਨ ਇੰਗਲੈਂਡ ਆ ਤਾਂ ਕੀ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਇਸਤੇਮਾਲ ਕੀਤੇ, ਅਸਾਂ ਵੀ ਕਰ ਸਾਂ, ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੇਖਣੇ ਕਿ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸੱਲਾ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਖਜੂਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਚਟਾਈ ਇਸਤੇਮਾਲ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੋਈ ਯਾਰ ਉਹ ਤਾਂ ਉੱਥੇ ਅਰਬ ਹੀ ਸੀ ਨਾ ਆਹਨੇ ਅਸਾਂ ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਕਰਨੇ ਹਾਂ ਅਸਾਂ ਆਈਡੀਆ ਲਿਆ ਅਸਾਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਵੀ ਕਰਸਾਂ ਉਹ ਇੰਨੀ ਖਜੂਰ ਨਾਲ ਤਾਂ ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨੇ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਅਰਬ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਹਨੇ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਨੇ ਲਈ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ ਹੁਣ ਇੱਥੇ ਵੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖੋ ਕਈ ਬੰਦੇ ਬੜੇ ਆਕੜੀ ਆਕੜੀ ਟੁਰਨੇ ਬੜੇ ਸਟਾਈਲ ਬਾਈ ਤੂੰ ਅੱਜ ਫਲਾਣੇ ਆ ਟੁਰਨਾ ਅਸਾਂ ਨੀ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸੱਲਾ ਤਾਲ ਸਲਮ ਵੀ ਟੁਰ ਸਾਣਾ ਸਭ ਸਿਰ ਚੁਕਾਈ ਤੇ ਟੁਰਨੇ ਸੇ ਇਸੇ ਟੁਰਨੇ ਸੇ ਇਸੇ ਲਾਈ ਭਰੋ ਲੈਣੇ ਪਏ ਇੱਥੇ ਨੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਨੇ ਇਹ ਸਟਾਈਲ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਅਪਣਾਉਣੇ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਲੈਣੇ ਅਸਾਂ ਉਹ ਸਟਾਈਲ ਅਸਾਂ ਨਾ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕਿ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸੱਲਾ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੀ ਵਾਲੇ ਸਲਮ ਦੇ ਸੇ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਨੇ ਸੇ ਤੇ ਚਿਹਰੇ ਤਾਂ ਤੱਕਣੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ ਉਹਨੇ ਮਤਲਬ ਕਿ ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਨਾਲ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਨੇ ਸੇ ਗੁਫਤਗੂ ਕਰਨੇ ਸੇ ਅਸਾਂ ਕੀ ਤਬਦੀਲ ਕਰਨਾ ਨਾ ਹਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਬੰਦੇ ਦੀ ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਆ ਕਿ ਇੱਥੇ ਹੁਣ ਆਖੀਏ ਜੀ ਕਿ ਬਾਈ ਜੀ ਸੈਨੇ ਹੋ ਤਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੱਜੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਸੈਨੇ ਤੇ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਸੈਨੇ ਹੋ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਬਾਈ ਸੈਨੇ ਸੁਬਾ ਤਾਂ ਭਾਵੇਂ ਸੱਜਾ ਤਾਂ ਭਾਵੇਂ ਖੱਬਾ ਕੁਛ ਕੀ ਹੋਸ਼ ਰਹਿਣੀ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਅਸਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਸੈਨੇ ਕਿ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸੱਜੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਸੈਨੇ ਹੋਣ ਦੱਸੇ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੀ ਅੱਗੇ ਟੁਰੀ ਜਾਓ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅਜੇ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਤਾਂ ਖੋ ਸੈਨੇ ਜਿਸ ਸੁਸਾਇਟੀ 'ਚ ਸਨ ਮਤਲਬ ਸਾਰਾ ਕਿਆ ਆਮ ਤੌਰ 'ਤੇ ਇਸਤੇਮਾਲ ਆ ਕਣਕ ਖਾਣੇ ਆ ਕਣਕ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਹੋ ਨਾ ਗੰਦਮ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ ਸਾਰੇ ਕਣਕ ਖਾਣੇ ਨਾ ਆਮ ਮੈਜੋਰਟੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਅੱਛਾ ਇੱਕ ਬੰਦਾ ਹੈਰਾਨੀ ਮਾੜੀ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਜੋ ਪਸੰਦ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਤਾਂ ਜੋ ਖਾਣੇ ਹੋਣੇ ਸੀ ਯਾਰ ਮੈਂ ਵੀ ਜੋ ਖਾਇਆ ਕਰਸਾਂ ਤੇ ਤੁਸਾਂ ਕਹਿ ਮਤਲਬ ਉਸਕੇ ਅਕਸਰ ਤੂੰ ਨਾ ਖਾ ਇਹ ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਉਸਨੀ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ ਹੁਣ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਤੱਕੋ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਅਨਸ ਰਜ਼ੀ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਨੂੰ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸੱਲਾ ਤਾਲਾ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨਾਲ ਗਏ ਕਿਸੇ ਦਰਜ਼ੀ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਨਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਰੋਟੀ ਪਕਾਈ ਤੇ ਅਨਸ ਰਜ਼ੀ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਨੂੰ ਤੱਕਿਆ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸੱਲਾ ਤਾਲਾ ਸਲਮ ਕੀ ਕਿ ਸ਼ੋਰਬੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੋਈ ਚੀਜ਼ ਲੋੜਨੇ ਪਈ
ਸੁਭਾਨ ਅੱਲਾਹ
ਜੀ ਤੇ ਬਾਅਦ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਾ ਨੇ ਕਿ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸੱਲਾ ਤਾਲਾ ਸਲਮ ਕੋਈ ਲੋਕੀ ਸ਼ਰੀਫ ਸੀ ਲੋੜਨੇ ਪਏ
ਸੁਭਾਨ
ਅੱਲਾਹ ਆਹਨੇ ਹੁਣ ਤੋਂ ਮੇਕੀ ਲੋਕੀ ਪਸੰਦ ਹੀ ਪਰ
ਸੁਭਾਨ ਅੱਲਾਹ
ਕਿਸ ਚੀਜ਼ ਦਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਜ਼ਹਿਨ ਬਦਲੀ ਛੋੜਿਆ ਸਾ
ਮਾਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ
ਕਿਸ ਚੀਜ਼ ਦਾ ਸੋਚ ਬਦਲੀ ਛੋੜੀ ਸੀ ਇਹ ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਸੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸੱਲਾ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਨਾਲ ਜਿਸ ਸੋਚ ਬਦਲੀ ਕੇ ਮਾੜੇ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਕੀ ਇਹ ਪਸੰਦ ਆ ਇਹ ਲੋਕੀ ਮੇਕੀ ਵੀ ਅੱਜ ਸੁ ਪਸੰਦ ਹੈ
ਸੁਭਾਨ ਅੱਲਾਹ
ਜਦੋਂ ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਹੋਈ ਜਾਏ ਨਾ ਤਾਂ ਸਭ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਆਸਾਨ ਹੋ ਜਾਣੀਆਂ
ਸੁਭਾਨ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਮਾਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ
ਇਹ ਸੁਣਤਾਂ ਜਿਹਨਾਂ ਪਰ ਅਸਾਂ ਅਮਲ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਨੇ ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਵਜ੍ਹਾ ਸੁ
ਸੁਭਾਨ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਮਾਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਹਫੀਜ਼ ਬਾਈ ਪੁੱਟ ਇਟ ਵੈਰੀ ਬਿਊਟੀਫੁਲੀ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਫਾਲੋਇੰਗ ਦ ਸੁਨਨਾ ਐਂਡ ਲਵਿੰਗ ਦ ਸੁਨਨਾ ਆਫ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੋਫੈਟ ਸੱਲ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਮੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਵਨ ਹਦੀਸ ਹੇਅਰ ਆਫ ਦ ਬਿਲੋਵਡ ਪ੍ਰੋਫੈਟ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਦ ਹੋਲੀ ਪ੍ਰੋਫੈਟ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਸੇ ਹੂਐਵਰ ਲਵਸ ਮਾਈ ਸੁਨਨਾ ਲਵਸ ਮੀ ਐਂਡ ਹੂਐਵਰ ਲਵਸ ਮੀ ਵਿਲ ਬੀ ਇਨ ਪੈਰਾਡਾਈਜ਼ ਵਿਦ ਮੀ ਸੋ loving the sunnah is a means of loving the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and loving the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the means of entering into jannah with the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and it reminds me of the great mujaddid the great reviver of the ummah imam ahmad raza khan rahmatullah alayhi when cucumber was bought in front of ala hazrat rahmatullah alayhi and ala hazrat was invited as a guest and there was cucumber present ala hazrat rahmatullah alayhi picked up a cucumber and he ate it and he found that there was a bit of sourness in that cucumber and he ordered everyone to bring all the cucumbers in front of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi he started to pick them cucumbers up and he ate them all the people were shocked because Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi he would only eat a little but today when the people saw Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi eating all these pieces of cucumber they were surprised they asked Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi Huzur today we seen you do this action why is it Al-Azhar Rahmatullah explained, he said that because there were a bit of sourness in the cucumber, I could not bear that anyone was to say that the cucumbers are sour. My dear Islam brothers and viewers, Madnishan, this was the love of the old Ya Allah, the love of the pious people towards the sunnah of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So have respect and have love for the sunnah of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Inshallah, we also have some packages with us as well. And a package of Ameer-e-Sunnat Damat Barakatul Aliya. I want to start from this as well because Ameer-e-Sunnat Damat Barakatul Aliya, he has taught us about the value of sunnah, the taught us how to love and respect the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So inshallah we will take a package from Ameer-e-Sunnat Damat Barakatul Aliya regarding one specific sunnah of the beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's see what this beloved sunnah is and what Ameer-e-Sunnat Hazrat Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Damat Barakatul Aliya has got to say regarding this sunnah inshallah.
Alhamdulillah main pyare aqa sallallahu taala alaihi wasallam ki sunnat ada karne ki niyat se zulfe banwa raha hu aur waise bhi pyare aqa sallallahu taala alaihi wasallam aksar qibla ki taraf muh karke تشریف فرما ہوتے تھے بیٹھتے تھے تو میں نے بھی اس نیت سے الحمدللہ اس وقت قبلے کی طرف منہ کیا ہوا ہے زلفے بنواؤں گا جس کو گیسو بھی بولتے ہیں اور یہ آقا کی سنت ہے کتنی سنت ہے یہ بھی سن لیجیے میرے آقا صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نے یا تو آدھے کان تک بال مبارک رکھے یا پورے کان تک یا گردن شریف تک بڑھائے کہ کندھوں کے بوسے لے لیتے ہیں، مبارک کندھوں کو چھو جاتے تھے۔ یہ یاد رکھیے، کندھوں سے نیچے بال بڑھانا یہ عورتوں کی نتالی ہے، مشابہت ہے ان کی۔ فتاوی رضویہ شریف میں کندھوں کے نیچے بال رکھنا یہ حرام لکھا ہے، اس لیے کندھوں سے اوپر پر کندھوں کو چھو جائے۔ زندگی میں کبھی ایک بار تو کندھوں سے چھو جانے چاہیے بال، یہ بھی سنت آتا کی ادا ہو جائے۔ بعض سائیں بھائی سائڈوں سے بال لے لیتے ہیں، بال بظاہر پورے ہوتے ہیں لیکن کان کے پاس سے، کان کی لو کے پاس سے یہ کچھ لوگ بال کم کروا لیتے ہیں، تو اس طرح یہ پھر سنت ادا نہیں ہوگی، کیونکہ پورے بال رکھنا سنت ہے، کہیں سے کوئی بال کاٹا نہ جائے۔ تو بیچ میں مانگ رکھنا یہ بھی سنت ہے، تو جس کی زلفیں ہوتی ہیں اس کی بیچ میں مانگ ہونا بھی آسان ہوتا ہے۔ بسم اللہ پڑھ کر سیدھی طرف سے آپ نے کاٹنے شروع کرنے، ٹھیک ہے، اور میں نے یہ بھی نیت کی ہوئی ہے کہ ایک پن دو کاٹ ہو جائے گی، سنت ادا کرنے کے ساتھ ساتھ میں چپنا بیٹھوں بلکہ درود شریف پڑھتا ہوں۔ میرے بال کان کی لو تک بنائیے گا، پورے کان تک، آج یہ سنت ادا کرتے ہیں۔ الحمدللہ کئی بار میں نے کندھوں تک بھی بال رکھے، کندھے سے نیچے نہیں جانے دیتا میں، لیکن زیادہ تر پیارے آقا صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے پورے کان تک بال مبارک رکھے۔ تو یہ سنت ہر مسلمان کو ادا کرنی چاہیے۔ سب اسلام بھائی، عاشقان رسول، عاشقان صحابہ و اہل بیت، عاشقان اولیاء سنت کے مطابق بال رکھا کریں۔ ان کا دیوانہ امامہ اور زلف و ریش میں، واہ واہ دیکھو تو صحیح، وہ تو صحیح لگتا ہے نا شام نا۔ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد۔ جب بھی کوئی ایسا کام کیا جائے کہ وہ کام بھی ہوتا رہے تو زبان بھی اللہ کا ذکر کرتی رہے یا دل ذاکر رہے، انہیں مطلب فکر آخرت ہو، یاد مدینہ ہو، کبھی گرد کعبہ طواف ہو رہا ہو، کبھی قبر کا تصور ہو، اپنی موت کو یاد کرتا رہے بندہ۔ پیارے آقا صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم کا ایک لمحہ بھی اللہ کی یاد سے خالی نہیں گزرا۔ اے کاش ہمیں بھی یہ سعادتیں ملتی رہیں کہ ہر وقت یاد الہی میں ہم مست رہیں۔ یاد مصطفیٰ بھی، یہ بھی ذکر ہے، نعت شریف پڑھنا یہ بھی ذکر ہے، تلاوت یہ بھی ذکر ہے، بیان سنت و برا یہ بھی ذکر، خطبہ دعا صلاۃ و سلام درود شریف یہ سب ذکر ہی کی اقسام ہے۔ نماز بھی ذکر ہے قرآن کریم میں، اقیم الصلاۃ لذکری۔
ماشاءاللہ بیوٹیفل وے اور شیخ طریقت امیر سنت دی فاؤنڈر آف دعوت اسلامی حضرت ابو بلال محمد الیاس قادری دامت برکاتہم العالیہ، he's explained regarding the sunnah of the beloved prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a very beautiful sunnah. To be honest with you, you find so less people are acting upon this sunnah of the beloved prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is something which amir sunnah time to time again emphasizes the benefits of this, the blessings of this, and gives us the mindset of having the sunnah of the beloved prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hair of the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hair would go to the middle of the earlobe and to the bottom of the earlobe, and sometimes it would touch the blessed shoulders of the beloved prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this hair is starts from the top, goes all the way to the back, so the hair on the back are level with each other. This way of hairstyle, you can say, is the sunnah of the beloved prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How I wish that we can all make this intention of acting upon this sunnah of the beloved prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, emphasize this amongst our children, where we are making different hairstyles with our children's hair, how we can tell them the importance of this action, that this was the sunnah of the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that our children are to have long hair as well. Also many other sunnahs which are attaching with the hair, iftihar bhai, you've got the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would oil his blessed hair. Now this is, you know, the uniqueness is the sunnah of the Prophet. Sometimes you say, think the Prophet did specific actions, but he did them for us and so that the beauty of the ummah is well. He did them so that the ummah would have a unique lifestyle. Because if you think about it, someone was to have long hair, and someone just naturally has long hair, but he doesn't oil the hair. But the Prophet ﷺ taught us that having the hair according to the sunnah in this way, and then oiling the hair as well. The Prophet ﷺ, you find in narrations that the Prophet ﷺ would oil the hair so much. The Prophet ﷺ had a piece of cloth underneath the hat and underneath the turban. And this cloth would be soaked with oil. This is how much oil the Prophet ﷺ would use on his blessed hair. Why? So that we as the followers would follow this sunnah. And obviously oiling the hair, this makes a person neat. You know, when the hair is not been oiled, how scruffy it looks. Sometimes it's like a person has just come out of a bomb blast. The hair is scattered everywhere. And alhamdulillah, the sunnah of the beloved Prophet ﷺ is so unique. In every sunnah we look at, it has its beauty, it has its blessing. And inshallah, we'll go on talking about how this beauty of the hair of the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, you know, Allah Hazrat talks about it. Imam Tirmidhi has mentioned in his Shamail, the beauty, the sunnah, the perfection of the hair of the Prophet ﷺ was such that his blessed hair would come. It would neither be straight, dead straight, or he would neither be curly. He will come and he will have a wave in it. Subhanallah. This was the uniqueness of the sunnah.
Guess who of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many poetry has been mentioned, especially by Allah Hazrat. Allah Hazrat compared it to the dark night.
Oh, yeah.
And how black the beautiful Zulfan, the hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'll say, is. And alhamdulillah, we wish we can see and visions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But going back to your point, that today you are correct that very few people, their children keep Zulfa, or themselves they keep Zulfa. Today's fashion, you've seen, they've got zigzags, patterns, postcard back of their head. Everything that you think of is there. Any new fashion they've got to, how they look, how they don't look, as long as they look, your word that you use, unique. They are unique at the back just to look unique.
Allah.
So these things that they do today is totally away from the Sunnah. And one misconception that we have, I don't know if it's just in Patwar area, Hafiz Bhai, but what they have is, I would say it in English, they say that if your child, if you keep long hair, his blood is being sucked. They use this word. I don't know if it's just in our area, but I remember my son, we kept Zulfa with him, and the amount of people that said cut his hair. The amount of people that cut his hair, and mashallah, his hair is good. It's silky, it's easy to keep. The amount of people that say, what are you doing with this hair?
Allah.
And yet the intention was to keep Zulfa. I've worked, alhamdulillah, with many children. Very, very few I've seen that keep Zulfa. Today, it's all become the fashion. You go to the barbers and they got 50 designs on there. You pick one, two, three. They're sitting there like this for 5 hours. And, you know, keeping the Zulfa's area, then there's so much hikmat. Every sunnah has so much hikmat that we'll never get to the bottom of it. One of it is oiling the hair. One thing that can be mentioned with this, it keeps your hair moist. You know, your thinking is made easier. It saves you from other illnesses, dry skin, dry scalp. And then alhamdulillah azawajal, this hair that you've got, alhamdulillah azawajal, looks beautiful. The zulfa that we keep, as long as they don't go past the shoulder.
Yes.
There are a few people that, another thing that I'll add is they do keep zulfa. But I'm afraid to say that when they straighten, they're going beyond their shoulders. Now it is haram to keep the hair like this. To make it look similar to the women's is not permissible, not allowed. So when you keep in your Zulfa, keep them to the half the ear, the earlobe, or touching your shoulders, and encourage your children. And the viewers on Madri channel, if your children at home listening, encourage them to keep Zulfa. You save them trips to the barber. You save them doing so much other fashions, and there will be people that discourage you. But remember, the reward will be more.
Allah.
The reward will be more. You'll be called names. People will say things about you. They'll mention certain things. But inshallah, Azawajal, if you are strong and you act upon the sunnah, your reward will increase, inshallah, Azawajal.
Yeah, Hafiz bhai, itthe marhale tusi khoon chusne ni gal aakhi hai na na na. I think we probably need some elaboration on this. Allah Akbar.
No.
Yes, so my dear viewers, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it does not cause harm. Just keep this in mind. The sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has always blessing and always benefit, alhamdulillah azawajal.
Har sunnat sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam ni ji, oh apne andar ek ਆਸਤਾ ਆਸਤਾ ਜਾਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗ ਸੀ ਨਾ, ਇਸ ਅਸਾਂ ਤੇ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਬੰਦ ਕਰੀ ਤੇ ਲੱਗੇ ਹੋਏ ਹਾਂ, ਬਸ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਦੀ ਸੁਨਣ ਤੇ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਆ, ਫਾਇਦਾ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਦੀ ਸੁਨਣ ਤੇ ਫਾਇਦਾ। ਅੱਛਾ ਇੱਥੇ ਮੈਂ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੀ ਜਿਹੀ ਅੱਗੇ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਸਾਂ। ਦੇਖੋ ਸੁਨਤ ਨਾਲ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਮਾਮਲਾ ਨਾ, ਅਸਾਂ ਬਾਜ਼ ਔਕਾਤ ਮਹਦੂਦ ਇਸਕੀ ਕਰੀ ਛੋੜਨੇ ਆ, ਉਲਮਾਹ ਨੇ ਸਮ ਟਾਈਮ ਲਾਣੇ ਜੀ ਖਾਣੇ ਪੀਣੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਮਾਮਲਾਤ ਹੈ ਸੁਨਤ ਹੈ, ਸਮ ਟਾਈਮ ਲਾਣੇ ਜੀ ਉੱਠਣੇ ਬੈਠਣੇ ਮਾਮਲਾਤ ਸੁਨਤ ਹੈ, ਸਮ ਜਨਾਬ ਹੱਥ ਮਿਲਾਣੇ ਨੇ ਦੂਏ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਕਰਨੇ ਨੇ, ਆਹਨੇ ਨਹੀਂ। ਸੁਨਤ ਨਾ ਦਾਇਰਾ ਬੜਾ ਵਸੀ ਆ, ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਨਾ, ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਮਨ ਹੱਬਾ ਸੁਨਤ ਹੀ ਫਕਤ ਹੱਬਾ ਨਹੀਂ, ਜਿਸ ਮਾੜੀ ਸੁਨਤ ਨਾਲ ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਕੀਤੀ ਉਸ ਮਾੜੇ ਨਾਲ ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਕੀਤੀ, ਉਹ ਮਨ ਹੱਬਾ ਨਿਕਾਹ ਨਾ ਮਾਇਆ ਫਿਲ ਜੰਨਾ, ਆਹਨੇ ਇਹ ਉਹ ਤਰੀਕਾ ਆ ਸੁਨਤ ਕੀ, ਆਹਨੇ ਤਰੀਕਾ ਕਹਿ ਆ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਦੀ ਇਬਾਦਤ ਨਾ ਤਰੀਕਾ, ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਰਾਤਰੀ ਧੱਜਦਾਂ ਚ ਉੱਠਣੇ ਸੇ, ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਇਬਾਦਤਾਂ ਕਰਨੇ ਸੇ, ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਲੰਬੇ ਲੰਬੇ ਨਫਲ ਪੜ੍ਹਨੇ ਸੇ, ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕਰ ਉਹ ਤਰੀਕਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕਿਰਾਇਆ ਲੈਣਾ ਪੇਸ਼ਕਸ਼ ਨੇ ਹੋਣੇ ਸੀ, ਉਹ ਤਰੀਕਾ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਨਾਲ ਪੇਸ਼ਕਸ਼ ਹੋਣੇ ਸੀ, ਉਹ ਤਰੀਕਾ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਬੀਵੀਆਂ ਨਾਲ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਉੱਠਣ ਬੈਠਣ ਸਾ, ਉਹ ਤਰੀਕਾ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਲੋਕ ਕਸ਼ਨੇ ਸੇ ਉੱਠਣਾ ਬੈਠਣਾ ਸਾ। ਸੱਚ ਬੋਲਣਾ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਦੀ ਸੁਨਤ ਹੈ ਨਾ, ਕਰਜ਼ ਵਾਪਸ ਕਰਨਾ ਵਕਤ ਹੈ, ਪਰ ਇਹ ਸੁਨਤ ਹੈ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਨੇ, ਸਹੀ ਰਾਈਟ ਕਾਰੋਬਾਰ ਕਰਨਾ ਔਰ ਉਹ ਤੋਹਫਾ ਨਾ ਦੇਣਾ, ਇਹ ਸੁਨਤ ਹੈ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਨੇ। ਅਸਾਂ ਲਿਮਿਟਿਡ ਸਮਝਿਆ ਦਾੜੀ ਰੱਖੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੀ, ਔਰ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਕੀ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਦਾੜੀਆਂ ਰੱਖੀਆਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਕੀ ਤਾਂ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰ, ਯਾਰ ਤੂੰ ਦਾੜੀ ਰੱਖੀ ਸੁਨਤ ਰੱਖੀ ਤੂੰ ਤਾਂ ਮਤਲਬ ਤੋਹਫਾ ਦੇਣਾ ਹੈ, ਤੂੰ ਦਾੜੀ ਰੱਖੀ ਤੂੰ ਝੂਠ ਮਾਰਨਾ ਹੈ, ਤੂੰ ਦਾੜੀ ਰੱਖੀ ਤੂੰ ਮਤਲਬ ਕਾਰੋਬਾਰ ਹੀ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੈ। ਸੋ ਇਹ ਦੇਖੋ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਸੁਨਤ ਨਾਲ ਅਮਰ ਕਰਨੇ ਨਾਲ ਉਹ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਨੇ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਅਸਲ ਸੁਨਤਾਂ ਹੀ ਆ, ਅਸਲ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਤੌਰ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਨੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਤਾਂ ਅਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕਲਬੀ ਤੌਰ ਪਰ ਕਿਆ ਮਾਮਲਾਤ ਹੋਣੇ ਸਹੀ ਸਨ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਉਹ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਕਿ ਸੁਣਾਈ ਵਾਲੀ ਰਵਾਇਤ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਇਸ ਸੁਨਤ ਪਰ ਅਮਲ ਕਰ ਸੀ, ਇਹ ਕਿਸੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਰਵਾਇਤ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਸਮਝ, ਮਾਲਕ ਰੱਦੀ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਆ ਹੋ ਲੱਗੇ ਬੱਚਿਆ, ਜਿਸ ਤੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਦਿਲਾਂ 'ਚ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਕੀਨਾ ਨਾ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਸੁਬਹਾ ਜਾਂ ਸ਼ਾਮ ਕਰੇ ਤੈ, ਠੀਕ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਮਾੜੀ ਸੁਨਤ ਹੈ। ਫਿਰ ਅੱਗੇ ਆਇਆ ਨੇ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਮਾੜੀ ਸੁਨਤ ਨਾਲ ਅਮਲ ਕਰ ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਕਰ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਮਾੜੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੰਨਤ, ਇਹ ਸਾਰੀ ਰਵਾਇਤ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਸੀ, ਠੀਕ ਹੈ। ਅਸਾਂ ਕਿਤੇ ਇਹ ਦੇਖਣਾ ਕਿ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਹੀ ਆ, ਮਤਲਬ ਘਰਾਂ ਬਾਰੇ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਤਰੀਕਾ ਸਨ ਕਿਹਾ, ਤੋ ਔਰ ਕਾਰੋਬਾਰੀ ਤਰੀਕਾ ਕਿਹਾ, ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਗੁਜ਼ਾਰਨਾ ਪੜੋਸੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਮਾਮਲੇ 'ਚ ਬਾਰੇ ਸਨ ਕਿਹਾ, ਤਰੀਕਾਕਾਰ ਹੈ ਹੋਰ ਸਾਰੇ, ਇਹ ਅਸਲ ਸੁਨਤਾਂ ਹੀ ਆ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਨੇ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਕਿ ਬੜੀ ਮਾੜੀ ਸੁਨਤ ਨਾਲ ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਕਰ ਸੀ ਮਾੜੇ ਨਾਲ ਜਨਤਾ 'ਚੋਂ ਸੀ। ਇਸ ਪਰਸੇ ਕੀ ਅਸਲ ਜੋ ਹੋਰ ਕਰਨਾ ਨਾ ਕਿ ਮਤਲਬ ਸਮਝੀ ਕਿ ਨਾ ਜੀ ਤਸਬੀ ਫੇਰਨਾ ਪਿਆ, ਨਾ ਸਮਝੀ ਕਿ ਦਾੜੀ ਰੱਖੀ ਹੁਣ ਮਾੜੀ ਸੁਨਤ ਪਾ, ਇਹ ਠੀਕ ਆ। ਹੁਣ ਅੱਗੇ ਅੱਛਾ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਅਰਜ਼ ਕੀਤੀ ਨਾ, ਬਾਅਦ ਸੁਨਤਾਂ ਐਸੀਆਂ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸਲਸਲਮਾ ਆਇਆ ਦਾਏ ਹੱਥ ਨਾਲ ਖਾਓ, ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸਲਸਲਮਾ ਹੈ ਬਈ ਤਾਂ ਖਾਓ, ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਹੁਕਮ ਨਾ ਹੋਈਆਂ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਬਾਕੀ ਬਹੁਤ ਐਸੀਆਂ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਹੀ ਜਿਸ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਕੀ ਆਪਣੇ ਪਰ ਕਰੀ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਲਾਜ਼ਮ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਅਸਲ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸਾ ਉਹ ਭੁੱਲਿਆ ਵਿਆ ਸਾ। ਇਸ ਪਰ ਤਵੱਜੋ ਦੇਣ ਦੀ ਲੋੜ ਹੈ ਸਰ, ਕਿ ਅਸਾਂ ਅਸਲ 'ਚ ਕਿਆ ਕਰਨੇ ਆ ਪਏ, ਸਰਕਾਰ ਕਿਆ ਮਾਨਾ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ, ਔਰ ਅਸਾਂ ਛੋਟੇ ਮੋਟੇ ਝੁਕੀਨੀ ਨਾ ਤੇ ਜਨਤਾ ਨੇ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਦੌੜ ਲਾਈ ਵੀ।
Mashallah, my dear viewers, Hafiz bhai has really made us focus upon a very beautiful point. Sometimes people think that sunnah is only in actions of eating or actions of wearing. Sunnah was every part of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam trained. This was also his beloved sunnah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam trading and showing us the way to trade. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his way of life is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those sunnah of being just, the sunnah of showing truth, trust, being trustworthy, all these actions. Sometimes we only consider the only sunnah we remember are those things which we eat, and even them I would say a lot of people, Shahid bhai, a lot of people don't even know what the sunnah of eating is. What are the sunnahs in eating, which specific things the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam liked itself, people are unaware of this as well. Maybe Shahid bhai, you can shed some light on which action, which things the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would like in food as well.
Salaam alaikum bhai, on eating aspect itself, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to eat with three fingers.
Subhanallah.
Okay, it reminds me of an incident many years ago when I was a student at the Bas school. We used to go for dining at the Bas school there, and once there was a one of the Bengali students there, and you sit on the table with everybody else, and he was eating with his aunts, senior member of the bar, and he says to him, he goes, how terrible you eating with your hands, why can't you use fork and knife? And the beautiful reply he gave, he says, the blessing I get eating from with my hand is much more than the cutlery which you are using.
Allah, Allah.
Your cutlery, whether it's washed or not, you don't know how clean it is. For me, washing my hands, at least I know the clean and the taste I get from it.
Subhanallah.
So, you know, the benefit and the taste you get from eating with your hands and eating in small morsels as well, it's a blessing in its own way. And the taste of the food by eating with your hands and when you use cutlery is different as well. It'll be the same food, but you'll feel the taste is different. And on top, if the food is in a clay a plate or pot, in whatever aspect, the taste itself is different. Many people nowadays, they don't follow this one at all, eating with hands. They sit on tables, they'll get fast food, burgers, and they'll eat, you know, standing up, they'll eat while they're walking around. Well, sunnah, simple way, sitting down, you know, with your one, your right leg raised in the bottom of your left leg, folded, and sitting in that position to eat, which many people don't do. You know, it's sunnah which is missed by a lot of people. We all have food, you know, two times a day, three times a day. But how many of us think that, you know, we're going to eat, let's eat according to the sunnah? You know, or we just eat to fill our stomach, we're going to eat anyway. So why not act upon that sunnah in that aspect?
Dawat Islami's department, Maktabat al-Madina, published many books, alhamdulillah. And one of the books I want to mention here is, well, if you haven't got it in your home, try to buy this, purchase this from our Maktabat al-Madina, and that is the blessing of sunnah. And this is, you can say, Amil-e Sunnat's unique work, the blessing of sunnah, Fazane Sunnat, which is called in Urdu, alhamdulillah. You will find so many sunnahs of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this one book, alhamdulillah azawajal. It's quite a thick book, alhamdulillah. You will find many blessings in this, inshallah. You'll find many sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And try to purchase this book, alhamdulillah. Amil-e Sunnat, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, gives us a mindset also to deliver a dars in the house. Alhamdulillah, this is the method of delivering is also mentioned in the back of this book as well, inshallah as well. Try to purchase this book and deliver from this book to your children, so they are learning a different sunnah, they are learning a different action of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So alhamdulillah, this blessed sunnah, and many of the books, alhamdulillah, of Maktabat al-Madina mention different sunnahs of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can download this free of charge from the website of Dawat Islami, www.dawatislami.net. Alhamdulillah, all these books and literature free of charge, alhamdulillah. Try to download them as well, read them yourselves, get your children to read this, inshallah. They will learn many of the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, we will get our Naat Khan. While he gets the Naat ready, we will just take a Madani pool from Iftihar Bhai regarding the sunnah of the beloved Prophet. Iftihar Bhai, I did try to get Shahid Bhai to mention a few sunnahs. Maybe you can just, there's so many sunnahs, alhamdulillah. Even in eating itself, you know, I mentioned one sunnah, the cucumber. People are unaware. These are the people are eating cucumber, people will like cucumber, but because they're not aware that this action is a sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because you have to eat with the intention of acting upon the sunnah, that's when you will be rewarded as well. So many other sunnahs, inshallah. If you can highlight some of the sunnahs for the viewers. That,
when we're looking at the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to first realize that it's a sunnah, make sure that we have learned correctly that it's a sunnah from the ulama, from the scholars, by reading it and understanding it. But one thing that I'd like to mention is that today in this fast-moving 21st century, we think that why should we act upon the sunnah? Why should we do these things? Everything's fast. There's 5G, 6G, 7G, everything's here available. Quick, these things are happening. And sunnah, something 1400 years ago has happened. But if you remember, the best of generations is the generation of the Sahaba. And that can't change. So it doesn't matter what era comes, what century comes, what time comes, up until the Day of Judgment, the best generation, the best of people were the Sahaba. Now ask yourself, how did they become the best? The reason that they became the best is one simple thing. They observed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to watch Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they copied the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They didn't say why, how, why are you doing this? They saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam act upon something, straight away they would act upon it themselves. If they saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the food which you mentioned, sitting and eating, they would sit and eat. If they saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with blessed head, cover their head and eat. Another thing that we miss out when we are eating with our head naked. We're not eating with our head covered. Eating with the three fingers, like the Shahid Bhai mentioned, that the thing that I wanted to go on to, mashallah, respect to the brother that did this in front of so many people. The Sahaba wouldn't give up any sunnah. And the famous waqi of the Sahaba eating in front of VIPs, famous people, and eating the drops that fell on the dastakhan, people said, why are you picking these up? They said, why should we leave the sunnah for these foolish people? And moving on to the food, and going on to another topic.
Watermelon, cucumber, dates.
Dates, all this is sunnah. Milk, honey, the grapes. Remember, the milk is such a food that is both food and drink. There's only two type of drinks which are both food and drink. That they give you energy of both. One is zamzam water and one is milk. These are the two foods. But look at our weddings. The walima is sunnah in a wedding. We've left all the sunnah to one side and we're putting all those things into a wedding that we shouldn't have. On that day, people used to sit down, eat up, act upon the sunnah. Now it's stand up and you have buffet. Food is here, waste the food, throw it around. Drinking water scientifically is proven that it harms you. If you stand and you drink water, it harms your kidneys, because the drink goes down straight away. Drinking with three sips, it alerts your body that water is coming, fluid is coming. Sip the water first time. Why? So your body's alert. We gulp it down straight away, damaging our bodies, damaging the inside. Then how we eat? Eating small morsels. We grab a whole burger and two bites, a big burger's gone. Where is it gone? Two bites is gone. Small morsels, chewing the food, inshallah, eating less than your appetite. To leave the hunger. There's so many things I could mention about the food, the list could carry on. But inshallah, Azawajal, when we do learn one sunnah, when we learn any sunnah, first of all, inshallah, straight away apply it. Don't ponder about it, don't think about it. Once you learn something, it doesn't matter if 50, 60 years you've been doing it wrong. And you've seen your father do it wrong, etc. Straight away you learn a sunnah, you think to yourself, this is how the Prophet ﷺ used to eat or sit or drink. Straight away leave your own habit and your own action and adopt that sunnah, inshallah.
Ji, my dear viewers of Madni Channel, alhamdulillah, these were a few of the sunnahs of the Prophet ﷺ. Alhamdulillah, try to act upon them, try to follow them. Whenever you hear that action is a sunnah of the beloved Prophet ﷺ, try to follow it straight away. Inshallah, you will get blessing. And inshallah, we've got Hamid Bhai with us. Inshallah, we'll Hamid Bhai, if some kalam we will request, or any kalam of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah alayhi, inshallah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله أجسك مترا دي ਸ਼ੌਕ ਚੰਗੇਰੀਏ ਅੱਜ ਨੇ ਨਾ ਲਾਇਆ ਕਿਉਂ ਜੜੀਆ ਸੁਭਾਨ ਅੱਲਾ ਸੁਭਾਨ ਅੱਲਾ ਹਾਨ ਅੱਲਾ ਸੁਭਾਨ ਅੱਲਾ ਸੁਭਾਨ ਅੱਲਾ ਸੁਭਾਨ
سبحان الله سبحان الله
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ اس سورت نو میں جانا کا اس سورت نو میں جانا کا جانا کا کے جانے جانا کا جانا کا کے جانے جانا کا سچے آنکھاں تیرا پردی میں شانا کا جس شان تو شانا سب بڑیاں سبحان اللہ 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 ما اجمل کا ما احسن کا ما اکمل کا سبحان اللہ ما اجمل کا ما احسن کا ما اکمل کا کتھے مہر علی کتھے تیری ثنا استاد اکی کتھے جاڑیاں سبحان اللہ 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 سبحان اللہ
ماشاءاللہ سبحان اللہ انشاءاللہ we got a package with us alhamdulillah of Rukneshwar Haji Abdul Habib bhai inshallah and see what Haji Abdul Habib bhai is going to enlighten us regarding the sunnah of the beloved prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam so we will take this package inshallah don't forget we've still got our sign language inshallah zajal which we'll be going on to but we'll take this package from Haji Abdul Habib bhai first inshallah
mashallah
sarkare do alam sallallahu taala alaihi wasallam ki sunnaton par amal karna duniya aur aakhirat ki dhero bhalaiyon ke husool ka zariya hai حضرت سیدنا انس بن مالک رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سے مروی ہے اللہ کے محبوب دانائے غیوب صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا من احب سنتی فقط احبنی ومن احبنی کانا معی فی الجنہ ذرا غور کرو بعض اوقات یہ وسوسہ ڈالا جاتا ہے یا شیطان کی طرف سے یہ وسوسہ آتا ہے کہ سنت پر عمل کرنا کیوں ضروری ہے اتنا زیادہ سنت پر زور کیوں دیا جاتا ہے ارے اور کوئی صلہ نہ ملے جو حدیث میں نے ابھی پڑھی ہے ذرا اس کا ترجمہ غور کر لو اگر یہی حدیث سامنے ہو تو پھر سنت سے کس قدر محبت ہو جاتی ہے میرے آقا مدینے والے مصطفیٰ فرماتے ہیں ترمذی شریف کی حدیث میں نے ابھی بیان کی من احب سنتی جس نے میری سنت سے محبت کی فقط احبنی اس نے مجھ سے محبت کی ومن احبنی کانا معی فی الجنہ اور جس نے مجھ سے محبت کی وہ جنت میں میرے ساتھ ہوگا اگر سنت سے محبت کی برکت سے سرکار کا جنت میں ساتھ مل جائے تو پھر اور کیا چاہیے سرکار دو عالم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا ایک اور فرمان سنیے آج معاشرے میں لوگ بڑا عجیب کانسیپٹ بنائے بیٹھے ہیں یار سنتی ہے نا فرض تو نہیں واجب تو نہیں نا سنت پر عمل نہیں کریں گے تو سنت ہی کا ترک ہوگا نہیں نہیں میرے بیچے اسلامی بھائیو سنت پر عمل کرنا یہ عشق رسول کی دلیل ہے یاد رکھیے میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام فرماتے ہیں آج لوگ کہتے ہیں میں مسلمان پکا مومن میں جناب پکا مسلمان ہوں سوال یہ ہے کہ کون چیک کرے گا کہ کامل مومن کون ہے کوئی تو پیرامیٹر کوئی تو پیمانہ بنانا پڑے گا نا کہ سرکار علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کا سچا امتی کون ہے پکا مومن کون ہے سرور کائنات صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم خود فرما رہے ہیں آپ نے بخاری شریف کی حدیث بھی ہے کئی حدیث کی کتابوں میں یہ حدیث لکھی گئی پھر پیارے آقا نے خود طریقہ بتا دیا کہ کامل مومن کون ہوتا ہے نبی پاک نے فرمایا لا یؤمن احدکم حتى اكون احب الیہ من والدہ و ولدہ و الناس اجمعین. میرے آقا فرماتے ہیں جس کا خلاصہ ہے کہ تم میں سے کوئی اس وقت تک کامل مومن نہیں ہو سکتا جب تک میں اس کے نزدیک اس کے والد, اس کے بچوں, اس کے گھر بار, بلکہ اس کی تمام چیزوں سے زیادہ محبوب نہ ہو جاؤں. سب سے زیادہ محبت سرکار دو عالم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم سے کرنی ہوگی. یہ ایمان کامل مضبوط ایمان کے لیے ضروری ہے. اب مجھے بتائیے کہ سب سے زیادہ محبت جب نبی پاک علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام سے کرنی ہے تو محبت کو چیک کرنے کا طریقہ کیا ہے؟ میں کہوں کہ میں نبی پاک علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کا غلام ہوں مگر میرا نہ انداز پیارے آقا والا ہو, نہ میرا کردار سرکار علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے طریقے والا ہو, نہ میری گفتار پیارے آقا کے انداز والی ہو, مطلب میرے سراپے میں کہیں بھی سنت رسول نظر نہ آئے اور میں کہوں غلام یہ رسول میں موت بھی قبول ہے, تو سچ بتاؤ یہ نعرہ درست ہے کہ نہیں؟ ہمارے انداز غیروں والے ہوں, نبی پاک علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے دشمنوں والے ہوں, جو لوگ سرکار علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کو اپنا نبی نہ مانے, میرا لباس اگر ان جیسا ہو, چہرہ ان جیسا ہو, عادتیں ان جیسی ہوں اور میں کہوں کہ میں سچا مسلمان ہوں, میں نبی پاک کا سچا امتی ہوں, اپنے آپ سے پوچھئے یہ دعویٰ سچا ہے یا جھوٹا ہے. علماء کہتے ہیں عشق رسول کو اگر چیک کرنا ہے کسی کے اندر تو یہ دیکھ لو کہ یہ سرکار علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے طریقے پر کتنا عمل کر رہا ہے, سنت پر کتنا عمل کر رہا ہے.
جی ڈی ویوز, الحمدللہ رکن شورا حاجی عبدالحبیب بھائی ریلی ایکسپلیننگ اس, اینڈ دس از سم تھنگ ٹوڈے یو نو وی نیڈ ٹو بی taking a light from these type of madani pools regarding acting upon the sunnah of the beloved prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, following the sunnah of the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this way, being passionate about the sunnah of the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't take the sunnah being lightly. A lot of people have this on their tongue that it's only a sunnah. No, it's not only a sunnah. This is that example, the example of the best of mankind, the example of the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. So follow these examples inshallah Azza wa Jal. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, our topic today regarding following the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. And there are so many sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We commonly see eating and drinking or dressing as the sunnah. Even that we don't even know that many sunnahs are in the dress as well. For example, the sunnah of the imama, Hafiz bhai, alhamdulillah, many other sunnahs are like this. But Hafiz bhai, aapke paas aapne mashallah sunnat ke bare mein kuch taiyari thi aapki, maine aage thoda sa divert kar diya tha, so maybe something you can enlighten us regarding the sunnah as well inshallah.
اچھا ان تھوڑی دیر پہلے گل کی سی کہ لوگ آنے جیسا ماڈرن ہے تو ماڈرن ٹائم ہی ہاں تو پرانے لوگ سے تو دس اینڈ دیٹ. سرکار صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم جی گل کی آگ تو سچ کی, ہر مسلمان کوئی شک نہ گنجائش ہی نہیں اس نے ماڑا زمانہ سب سے بہترین آ, پھر صبح دل پھر صبح دل بھی صبح دل ٹھیک ہے. اور تسان یہ دکھو کہ ہوں تسان تھوڑی دیر پہلے امام احمد رضا خان علیہ رحمۃ الرحمان 100 سال پہلے نے بزرگ ہیں
نا
جی, اس نے مطلب اس نے آئی اس نے ارد گرد رہنے کو 40 سال والا جب بندہ مری گیا اس نہ دسن جی پتہ ہی نہیں ہوگا گسے کی انہیں کی اصل کی یاد کرنے پہ انہیں کی تاں یاد کرنے پہ انہیں سرکار نے اس کھیرے نہیں کہ کوئی اتک نہ کرے منہ چ بائی تو کھیرا کوڑا آیا تو منہ چ بائی تھو نہ کری چھوڑا کیونکہ سرکار نے پسند نہ کی چیز یہ جی جنہیں محبت کیتیاں نا انہیں پھر اس طرح ہی کیتیاں انہوں نے نام ہی پھر اللہ تعالیٰ جلال قیامت تک رکھ سی محبت کی انہوں نے کون نہیں پوچھا. سوچا عبداللہ ابن عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ نو ترنے جانے پہ امام شریف کی درخت سا جی اس نے نار پلچائی چھوڑا نے تے اگے ٹوری پہ پھر تھوڑی دیر بعد مڑی تے آئے پھر اس کی لایا نے پھر بدہ نے پوچھا نے کیا کرنا پیا تو ساں ہمیں کی تو نہیں پتا میں کیا کرنا پیا لیکن مجھے یہ پتا ہے میں سرکار صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے گیا نا اس طرح انہوں نے پلچی گیا سا ماما وہ اگے چلے گئے سے وہ موڑی تے آئے سے انہیں لایا سا انہیں ماما بدا سا میں تو یہ کرنا پیا وہ کون سے سوچنے کیا
ریزن
تو ریزن آشنی نے کیونکہ اصل بڑے ریزنگ بندے ہیں نا اپنے بھی نہیں پتا ریزن کہ دنیا چاہے کی ہیں جی انہیں کی پتا سی کی ریزن آئے ٹھیک ہے. امام احمد بن حنبل نہ تکھونا رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ ٹھیک ہے, امام شافی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کی تکھونا اہل کے امام شافی جدو آئے امام مالک رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ کو آہنے امام شافی رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ اتنے کوڑے تو ماشاء اللہ رکھے کہ نہیں جاؤ سارے اہنی کہ ایک تو اپنے کول رکھو اہ ایک بھی نہ رکھنا میں انہیں گلیاں سرکار نے پیر لگے میں کوڑیا بچے نہیں تو ٹرسا ਮੁਹੱਬਤਾਂ ਕੀਤੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਅੱਜ ਨਾ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਅਤੇ ਸੁਣ ਸੁਣ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੀ ਦੇਰ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਦੱਸੀ ਸੀ ਹਦੀਸ, ਮੈਂ ਹਾਂ ਸਰ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ 'ਚ ਵੀ ਬਾਸਾ ਹਦੀਸ 'ਚ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸੀਆਂ ਤਰੈ ਕਿਸਮਾਂ। ਪਹਿਲੀ ਕਿਹੜੀ ਹੈ? ਸਰਕਾਰ ਆਪੋ ਕੀਤਾ, ਅਮਲੀ ਹਦੀਸ। ਦੂਸਰੀ ਕਿਹੜੀ ਹੈ? ਸਰਕਾਰ ਆਹਿਆ, ਕੌਲੀ ਹਦੀਸ। ਠੀਕ ਹੈ, ਉਲਮਾ ਫਰਮਾਨੇ ਕੌਲੀ ਹਦੀਸ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਆਹੀ ਗਈ ਨਾ, ਉਸਨੇ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਵੈਲਿਊ ਆ। ਅੱਛਾ, ਤੀਸਰੀ ਕਹੀ ਹੈ? ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸਲੋ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਕੋਈ ਕੰਮ ਹੋਇਆ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਆਪ ਖਾਮੋਸ਼ ਰਹੇ, ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਕਰੋ। ਠੀਕ ਹੋਈ ਗਿਆ। ਇਮਾਮ ਅਹਿਮਦ ਬਿਨ ਹੰਬਲ ਰਹਿਮਤੁਲ੍ਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਰਾਤੀ ਸੁੱਤੇ ਖਾਬ ਆਈ, ਇਮਾਮ ਅਹਿਮਦ ਬਿਨ ਹੰਬਲ ਰਹਿਮਤੁਲ੍ਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ। ਸੋ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਸੁਨਤ ਪਰ ਅਮਲ ਕੀਤਾ ਨਾ, ਸਰਕਾਰ ਆਇਆ ਸੀ, ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤੁਸਾਂ ਕੀ ਬਖਫਲਤ ਕਰ ਛੋੜੀ, ਤਾਂ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤੁਸਾਂ ਕੀ ਇਮਾਮ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਪੇਸ਼ਵਾ ਬਣਾ ਸੀ। ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਨੇ ਕੌਣ ਬੋਲਣੇ ਪਿਓ? ਅਹਿਮਦ ਜਬਰੀਲ ਆ। ਸੁਨਤ ਪਰ ਅਮਲ ਕਰਨੇ ਨੇ ਕਿਆ ਬਾਤਾਂ ਆਈਆਂ ਹਜ਼ੂਰ? ਔਰ ਫਿਰ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਨਾ ਕਿ ਕੱਪੜੇ ਨੀ, ਕੱਪੜੇ ਸਿਰਫ ਸੁਨਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ, ਕੱਪੜੇ ਲਾਣਾ ਵੀ ਸੁਨਤ ਹੈ। ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਆਸਾ ਕਿ ਸਿੱਖਣਾ ਪਿਆ ਸੀ? ਸੱਜੀ ਸਲੀਵ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਹਿਲੂ ਹੱਥ ਸਾ ਬਾਨਾ, ਲਾਣਾ ਵੀ ਸੁਨਤ ਕਹਿ ਹੈ, ਖੱਬੀ ਚੋਂ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਕੱਢਣਾ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਸੁਨਤ ਕਹਿ ਹੈ, ਕਿ ਕਮੀਜ਼ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਹੈ ਪਹਿਲੂ ਲਾਨੀ, ਸ਼ਲਵਾਰ ਬਾਅਦ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਾਨੀ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਸੁਨਤ ਕਹਿ ਹੈ, ਸ਼ਲਵਾਰ ਬਹੀ ਤਾਂ ਲਾਨੀ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਸੁਨਤ ਕਹਿ ਹੈ, ਮਾਮਾ ਖਾਲੀ ਤਾਂ ਬੰਨਣਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਪੁੱਠਾ ਕਰ ਸੀ, ਇਹ ਜੀ ਬਿਮਾਰੀ ਲੱਗ ਸੀ, ਉਸਕੀ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਇਲਾਜ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੱਭਣ
ਲੱਗਾ।
ਅੱਜ ਸਾਰੀ ਮਤਲਬ ਟਰਾਂਸਲਾ ਮਾੜਾ ਹੈਲ ਖੜੀ ਤੇ ਲਾਨੇ, ਕੋਈ ਕਿਡਨੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਿਮਾਰੀ ਤੇ, ਕੋਈ ਹਾਰਟ ਅਟੈਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੇ, ਕੋਈ ਸ਼ੂਗਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੇ, ਕੋਈ ਜੋੜਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੇ, ਕੋਈ ਇਹ ਤੇ ਇਲਾਜ ਹੋਣਾ ਹੀ ਕੋਈ ਨਹੀਂ। ਜੀ ਤੇ ਇਹ ਗੱਲ ਇਹ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਸੁਨਤ ਹੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ 'ਚ ਨਜਾਤ ਹੀ ਤੇ ਮਰਨੇ ਸੁਬਾਤ ਨਜਾਤ। ਜਿਹੜਾ ਫਸਾਦ ਉਮਤ ਨੇ ਫਸਾਦ ਨੇ ਦੌਰ 'ਚ ਇੱਕ ਸੁਨਤ ਪਰ ਅਮਲ ਕਰ ਸੀ, ਬਸ ਉਸਕੀ ਸੌ ਸ਼ਹੀਦਾਂ ਦਾ ਸਵਾਬ ਲੱਭਸੀ।
He is by explaining us the importance of the sunnah in this way, that this is something which is salvation for us, this is something which will help us in the grave, this is something which will help us on the day of judgment, and we should continue to follow each and every sunnah of the beloved Prophet. And there's, I want to speak about few specific sunnahs, and this is something which is very important. It's an action which we do, and we all are doing this action, but are we doing it according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And that is speech.
MashaAllah.
The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sahaba mentioned, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would speak, he would speak in such a way that every word of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could be written down.
MashaAllah.
This was the beauty of MashaAllah. The speech of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The uniqueness of the speech of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so clear, so with such emphasis, and that everything could be written. This is why you find that many books of hadith on the actual words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and another narrator has narrated the same saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, exactly the same words. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke with uniqueness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke with such beauty that every word could be written, everything could be understood. And the sahaba alayhim ridwan, this is why they understood everything which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Why? Because the speech of the Prophet. And today, when we speak, Iftihar bhai, how are we speaking? You get people speaking and spitting away. You get people speaking and they don't have the manners of speaking. People are swearing in every word of their speech. People are, you know, speaking in such harsh manner. They don't even look at who's in front of them, whether it's their parents or whether it's the elders or anyone. People have no idea how to speak. What the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would speak, that, you know, there would be a smile on his blessed face. He would make the person feel comfortable. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would take, he would turn his intention towards him. He would turn towards that person if that person is speaking to him. This is how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would speak.
Subhanallah, mashallah. The conversation is something that is very important, that we understand how to converse with one another according to the sunnah and correct manners. Two things we have to remember is what we're saying and where we're saying. Today we don't consider what we're saying, and we don't look where we're saying it. We could be in a masjid and saying, uttering words which we shouldn't be uttering outside, and yet we're saying them in the masjid. In the graveyard is a place to reflect and ponder about your life to come, about your death, and people are laughing and joking in graveyards. How they speak, remember the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is sunnah, to repeat something three times. Whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would want to emphasize, talk about something that's important, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will mention it three times. We get tired when we say it once. Did you hear me the first time?
Allah,
that's what our wording would be. You want me to say again second time? But if we repeat something three times, it will stick into the mind of that individual. And the thing that you mentioned is today that we don't pay attention. And those people that we want to be around, look, we want to speak to somebody, have a shoulder to cry on. And if that person is not even paying attention to us, look how rude and frustrated we get. I'm trying to talk to you and you're on the phone.
I'm on the phone. Yeah, this is so common if you are by. You know, you're speaking to someone, the person says, yeah. And he's nodding his head.
I'm a person that normally sits in class. If a child's not looking at me, I get frustrated. If someone's not paying, showing their attention, I get frustrated. But I want to see their concentration, their expression, the way they look. And today it's become easy on parents at home with the remote learning. The teacher's on the other side. Where's the student? The students put the teacher on online and he's offline. He's somewhere else in the kitchen. Who do you teach? The conversation, where's the conversation? He's in the kitchen having food and the teacher's there explaining something. 2 minutes later, he comes back and says, yeah, I've done it. So these things, the conversation is very important. Look at the person and don't cut them off.
Allah.
Don't cut that individual off. The person still talking and say, oh, sorry, it's only girl talking only. Let him speak, let him finish. He might have something important to say. I have to say, there's a couple of individuals coming to my mind. Whenever you speak to them, they will stand and they will listen to you, even if you take 5-10 minutes.
Allah.
And that is a skill in itself and somebody in itself.
No doubt.
One of those individuals that's coming to my mind is the Imam of a masjid. Whenever you talk to him, even if you take 5 or 10 minutes, he'll never interrupt you. And he's such a pleasure to speak to, because then you can explain fully. Some people might explain in maybe a minute. Some people it could take 2 or 3 minutes. Some people it could take 10 minutes. And you want to cut somebody off. It is rude to do so. But remember, the Prophet ﷺ would pay full attention. He, Rasulullah ﷺ, would turn his body towards them. He would listen to their conversation attentively. And the Prophet ﷺ would give them words that will obviously take their problems away. And we have to be that in the current time and climate, that we don't listen to other people. And especially the frustrating thing is that when somebody is not paying attention to you, you feel like you're not important, you're not valued. And we are taught the sunnah of the manners of conversation, alhamdulillah.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to follow these actions of sunnah as well. And this is very important in our society. And this builds love. Alhamdulillah, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turning towards the person who's speaking. Imagine how that person would feel, how comfortable he would feel that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is turned towards him, listening carefully. And these are the actions, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaking in this way. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would speak so with such gentleness. There was no harshness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not, you know, at times the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, he, in the sunnah of smiling is also there. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiling was unique. Alhamdulillah, this is a sunnah which, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers, we all need to be practicing. Learn how to smile, really. And why, you know, half of your tension will go away by acting upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just sit there and smile. And you'll see, inshallah, by smiling, one, alhamdulillah, you will get in the reward of giving sadaqah, because smiling is charity as well. And on top of this, inshallah, you will get so much, you will feel ease, you will feel comfortable. Why? This is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And following the sunnah, inshallah, this will relieve you from your worries, from your difficulties, inshallah. Ji Shahid bhai, if we can have some madani pool from you now as well, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, I'm just going to mention about one of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Lowering your gaze. Prophet Sallallahu used to mostly lower his gaze when he used to walk and talk to people. Looking nowadays, we see people there looking straight at a person's face and staring at a person and they're talking to them. Or if they walk in the street or even driving, they look around once. And what they'll do is, rather than turn away, they look again and then they look again. And they continue looking at the thing. And they start making comments about what they see. They don't realize that, you know, keeping the...
They end up having a car crash, Shahid bhai.
Well, people get into a lot of trouble by keep on staring at things. People tend to, you know, have a great look at it in depth. They look at it once, then they look at it, they keep on staring, then they say, your first sight is forgiven, and you continue staring at it. You know, have the habit of gazing, putting your gaze lowered.
Allah.
And, you know, protect your eyes. Because on the day of judgment, you commit sins with these eyes, looking at haram. Fire is going to be poured in your eyes. And if you look at it, you know, this blessing which we have of the eyes, you know, how many times do we use these eyes in the right way? Allah Almighty has given this great blessing. We should be, you know, looking at the Quran, reciting the Quran. We should be, you know, looking at the green dome. We should be looking at our parents with love and affection. But rather than doing these good things, we are doing completely opposite. And the best way is that, you know, keep, even you are out and about, keep your eyes lowered. Don't look at things which are not, you know, necessary, not important to you. Why are you staring at things? start having practice to, you know, keep let's go. Alhamdulillah, Amir Hasan has given us a beautiful gift, the Kufr Medina glasses. Wear those glasses and, you know, you realize your automatically your sight will be lowered. Start practicing that, you know, 12 minutes a day, 24 minutes a day, whatever you can, alhamdulillah, you get into the habit of that.
MashaAllah, the sunnah of the beloved Prophet ﷺ, Prophet ﷺ would lower his gaze most of the times. And we should try to, and this is alhamdulillah, this was the humbleness of the Prophet ﷺ. Although his gaze was lowered, yet they would see everything within the world and everything which is in front of and behind the Prophet ﷺ. This was his sighting, but his humbleness was that he would keep his gaze lowered most of the time. Inshallah, we will take a package of Amil Sunnah Damat Barakatuh Malali and then we'll continue with our topic, inshallah.
101 مدنی پھول صفحہ نمبر 1-2 حدیث پاک پڑھ کے سناتا ہوں. قائدہ رسالت شہنشاہ نبوت مصطفیٰ جان رحمت شمع بزم ہدایت نو شاہ بزم جنت صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کا فرمان جنت نشان ہے, جس نے میری سنت سے محبت کی اس نے مجھ سے محبت کی, اور جس نے مجھ سے محبت کی وہ جنت میں میرے ساتھ ہوگا. سینہ تیری سنت کا مدینہ بنے آقا, جنت میں پڑوسی مجھے تم اپنا بنانا.
آپ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم اونٹ کو چارہ دیتے, اسے خود باندھتے, گھر میں جھاڑو دیتے, بکری کا دودھ دوہتے, جوتا سیتے, کپڑے میں پیوند لگاتے, اپنے خادم کے ساتھ کھانا کھاتے, اگر وہ تھک جاتا تو اس کے ساتھ آٹا پیستے, بازار سے سودا خریدتے اور اسے ہاتھ میں پکڑنے یا کپڑے کے کسی کونے میں باندھنے سے حیا نہ فرماتے. گھر کی طرف واپس تشریف لاتے ہوئے امیر و غریب, چھوٹے اور بڑے سے مصافحہ یعنی ہاتھ ملاتے. آپ کے سامنے جو بھی نمازی آتا, چھوٹا یا بڑا, کالا ہوتا یا گورا, غلام ہوتا یا آزاد, آپ اس سے سلام میں پہل فرماتے.
الحمدللہ, we've been listening to Madani Pools from our Sheikh Tariqat Amil Sunnat Damat Barakatuh Malaliya. Reality is Amil Sunnat is alhamdulillah, really he has put the love of the sunnah into the hearts of the Muslim Ummah in this time. And alhamdulillah, you see Amil Sunnat Damat Barakatuh Malaliya, he doesn't just tell us to act upon a sunnah, but first of all, he acts upon it himself. He lives that as an example of that sunnah himself, and then he preaches that. Alhamdulillah, because of this, the effect of Amil Sunnat Damat Barakatuh Malaliya, his efforts, alhamdulillah, millions of people throughout the world are acting upon the sunnah by the greatness of this personality. These are the people who enlighten and enliven the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they have made it easy acting upon the sunnah of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam throughout the world. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep Amil Sunnat Damat Barakatuh Malaliya protected and safe. And there are so many other sunnahs of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I was thinking where to start, you know, different actions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I mean, for example, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would cut his nails, actions regarding the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam entering the home, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam putting surma into his blessed eyes, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam putting itar on. Although the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not in need of this, this was the tarbiyat he was giving to the ummah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam perspiration was the most beautiful of itars. Yet the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam doing these actions so that we as the ummatis of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam following these examples. I think just to go on, Hafiz bhai, kuch unique kuch sunnat aapke zehen mein hoga, sab sunnat unique hai, par kuch aisi hai jo amuman logon ke logon ne zehen vich nahi honi hai, eh fazi sunnat koi sare zehen vich hove agar samne rakh sako inshallah.
Abdul Hanan bhai, kehdi hai lokan ne zehen vich sunnat?
Allah akbar,
ek na vi naam ke nahi dasso.
Allah,
kya padhne se khana khane se pehle bismillah padhne? میں نا لیکن میں وہ گل کسے دی اصل سامنے ہی ہے. ٹھیک ہے, سم مسیتی جاؤ نا تو سب تکو بئی تے لوگ باہر نکلنے جنا نا تو کیڑے پیر پہلا شو لانے پہلو میں میجارٹی تک تسا شاپا پر جاؤ پیسے دو کھبا ہاتھ اگا کر سکو. یہ تو منع کیتا گیا حالانکہ تسا آکھ سو جی بعض یہ تو ہے سرکار سے دائیں ہاتھ نال دیو دائیں ہاتھ نال کھاؤ
گیونگ دا رائٹ
جی سجے نال. اچھا, اور پھر گل یہی ہے कि असल जी शुरू च गल आई सी ना नीयत नीयत ही तो सुहाब आ सुन्नत ना अवे कपड़े कमीज खली तो लैने आदतन तो कोई नहीं जे तुम सज्जा बूट पहलू लाने हो पैर बहने हो तो फिर भी आदतन तो बजुर्गों की क्या हालत सी एक बजुर्ग उन्हें पहलू भुली तो खब्बा पैर बाई छोड़िया इतना अफसोस होया ने इतना अफसोस होया ने सौ बोरियां कणक नहीं दित्तियां ने जिसको तुम क्या आहो कफारा आहो या जो आहो जिस मालिक होना तो कौन ही इसना मतलब इतना अफसोस होया उन्हें कि जी तो तुम मतलब ये अजीब जी गल अच असल क्यों ये गल् होनी क्यों नहीं असने घर में असने घर कि चंद ही उसने बुन बही तो रोटी खाने उस जी और यकीन करो कि बही तो रोटी खाना जिस पैर इसने दसिया कि पैर खड़ा करी तो ये पेड़ जोड़े बधे ना ये तख्या किसी ने कट्ट जा सर सरकार ने हर सुन्नत फायदा आ सरकार ने हर सुन्नत फायदा आ और जिसमानी तौर पर भी और रूहानी तौर पर भी और घर कसा ना जब सुना कोई नहीं चलो यूनीक दसो ये आखिर यार घर प्लीज अमल करो बच्चों के सामने कुसा सुन्नत पर अमल करो पूछने की इस तरह करने हो तो शायद उन्होंने जोड़ा ना मोहब्बत बड़े बड़े बच्चे ऐसी गल नहीं है बहुत बच्चे माशाल्लाह करने अमल लेकिन दूर अच्छा खाना जाया करना केड़ी केड़ी चीज़ नहीं गल करसो तुसा जी हर पासू पिछे रही गए सा और आखिरी गल मैं ये करसा तो फिर इंशाल्लाह सोच लिया मिकी ये दसो मलेशिया सिंगापुर इस तरह के जड़े मुल्क है इतने कुछ साबी थे गए से कोई दावत देने इतने कोई मतलब कि कोई ऐसा होया सा मतलब नाना कि ना कोई किसा मुसलमान हो गए लोग हो
कैरेक्टर
ये जड़े लोग उत्थे गए ना काफले ऐसा ने फिर उत्थे ने तजारतां कीतियां लेकिन तजारतां ऐसा कीतियां ना जो कुसे ने पैसा वेचना सा तो वापस किया झूठ कदे नहीं बोलिया सच्चा कारोबार किया खालस किया अपने वक्तों पर नमाजा पढ़िया तो उत्थे भी लोगों उन्हें तख्या उन्हें यार ये की है जे बंदे वे ये कुत्थों आए इन्हें दीन ईमान कड़ा है जरा पता तो करो तो उन्होंने गल्ला उठने पर उठने बैठने कारोबारा ने मामलात की वजह से मुसलमान हो गए और अज असा मैं इफ्तिहार भाई ने दुकान पर ना जाना यार मुसलमान की दुकान पता नहीं किसा दो नंबर रखा उस असा मुसलमान ने कोल सो उस प्रोडक्ट में किन्ना चाहे पता नहीं यार नवा पता नहीं क्या हो जा सी किसान इस हद तक असा गिर चुके हैं इस हद तक गिर चुके हैं और बड़ी मेहनत चाहिए नहीं मेरे वाले सुन्नत की सलाम सलाम फिर सलाम करने जिन चाया स्क्रैच चो आने ना तो अजय भी बड़ी कम की जरूरत है बड़े ही कम की जरूरत है बड़े ही कम की जरूरत है लेकिन उन्हें कौम तैयार की कौम तैयार की और सभी कौम इंशाला तैयार करने मदद कर सा उन्होंने और कौम असने बच्चे वेचने असर जो कुछ होना सा हो गया लेकिन मेहनत चाहिए
Yes, dear viewers, just continue, keep yourself attached with Dawat Islami. Really, Dawat Islami is that unique organization which is constantly reminding us of the Sunnah of the Prophet. Time to time, again, when Amir le Sunnah Dawat Barakatum Ali sees the people are not using the Muswak, again, he brings it forward. When Amir le Sunnah Dawat Barakatum Ali sees the people are not growing the Zulfa, he again mentions it. When the people away from the Sunnah of the bandana, the cloth which was worn under the Imamah, Amelia Sunnat brings this up so that people start to act upon it, make people's intention towards this. This is the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami. Nishad Bhai, quick last few Madani pools, inshallah, for our silsila today.
Just for the viewers of the Hanan Bhai, what I mentioned is that do not leave any action thinking it's too small. Any Sunnat of Prophet Islam, thinking that it's too small. As that action may be your forgiveness to enter paradise. And do not do anything which you think that it doesn't matter, no one's watching you. Allah Almighty is watching and who's the judge of the day of judgment. And that action, that sin you may commit will be a destruction for you on the day of judgment. In order to learn sunnahs, alhamdulillah, we discussed many today. And if you really want to learn about the sunnahs of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, travel on the Madani Qafila of Dawat Islami. 3 days a month. It's not much, 3 days a month. And you will soon realize how much is there to learn. Once you start learning these and start acting upon these, you will automatically feel the changes within yourself.
Ji, inshallah, wherever you are listening, alhamdulillah, if the Madani Kafilas are traveling, do give your names in and go and travel, inshallah. You will find yourself following the sunnah of the beloved Prophet. You will find yourself learning these sunnahs of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ji, Iftihar Bhai, inshallah, some last Madani pools from you.
The advice that I would give is that, look, if somebody lives approximately 60 to 65 years, in that lifetime, he's going to be doing these actions anyway. He's going to be eating, he's going to be sleeping, he's going to be drinking. Now what he needs to do is that if you average that out, I was reading or listening once, that that's 17 years of your life occupied in here. 8 hours you sleep on average every night. If you're totally up, that's all that, those years, because of mubah act, you don't get sin, you don't get deeds. But what you need to learn is learn how to do it according to the sunnah. All of these years will be turned into worship.
Subhanallah.
So you eat according to the sunnah, learn. You take time out, learn it. Now you're eating according to the sunnah, that's worship for you. Now, you, people are thinking that we are created for worship. Well, how do we do worship all our life? We have to eat, drink, feed our children, go out, do all these things. But when you do these acts according to sunnah, that is classed as worship. You're sleeping, if it's by mention, that you do it according to the sunnah. How hard is it to start on the right? Doesn't matter where you end up later, but you start on the right hand side, you eat with your three fingers, you have your head covered. These actions that you do, inshallah, azawajal, your eating will become worship, your sleeping will become worship. 8 hours you asleep, tossing and turning, will be written down, the angels will write down. These as good deeds. Your 1 hour that you spend eating all day, if you're totally up, will be written down as good deeds. So it's very important to learn the sunnah. Then apply that in your life. Why? Because all these actions that we do, inshallah, azawajal, will then turn into reward.
Inshallah, mashallah. And something which I wanted to mention regarding the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We've mentioned a lot of the outer sunnahs, but there are those which are the inner sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The characterism of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the inner, the patient, the forgiving, the how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So many sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his character, which are the inner sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us safe and protected. Ameen bijayin nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.